Welcome back to Peak Podcast, where me, Light Peaker, as you all aware of what's happening around the world, we need to protect ourselves and others by going the extra mile. The coronavirus is strongly spreading all over my little world, and even Ireland, where I'm from. Our education has been affected hugely with the school closures all over the country and all over the world. This affects students, staff, and of course, the social interaction that you get out of college, university, and school. But we need to self-isolate and make an impact for social distancing by introducing home learning. As we all aware, there's different views of home learning. After the break, I'm going to speak to you about my experience of home learning and how we can reduce it in so many positive ways. And I'm going to speak about the negative ways, but I like the positive because we have to stay positive where we're at right now. Thank you very much. Welcome back. During the break, I was going to speak to you about home learning, how we can learn remotely at home during the 2 weeks of the closures of the schools. This does affect the way we have interaction, but we need social distances to stop the spreading of the virus. So we started off home learning in college by setting up email accounts, setting up Moodle in Microsoft Office, and having the one-to-one with our tutor over it. How we could submit files, the assignments that has to be due, and still keep up to date with the work. There are different types the way we learn. I kind of don't like the way we learn in classroom because you kind of feel like you're in a class of 23 and there's a different mixture of boys and girls and you just cannot learn that way. When I go home and I do my assignments, I have my headphones in my ear and I just work through it. Or when I'm in the library in college, I'm like, this is heaven for me. So home learning can have positives and negatives, but I love talking about the positives of home learning because we're basically studying the stuff that we were taught inside college at home. And we all know there's students all over Ireland are studying the junior cert and even cert are being supported through this home learning initiative by staff of their schools right now. And that's a major help for students who are studying their exams. And good luck to everyone who are doing them right now. So there are different types of home learning. I love learning from YouTube, Pinterest, those type of like apps, because I learn how to draw from them. I learn to draw from drawing tutorials, and there's different variety of apps. I began teaching 2 or 3 children last year through an app called ShadowDraw that I'm officially employed with, and they have taught 2 kids learn how to draw from easy steps, step by step, with the positives of it. Their concentration levels have gone up, they're more focused and they're more happier. But then I went back to the practical stuff of learning, where I looked up tutorials and little hacks on how to create art in the practical way, because I absolutely adore doing stuff practical and digital. There's a big difference. But when it comes to digital, we're learning. We're constantly learning every day on different type of measures have been in place. So the Irish government today has not done right enough to give the student that support. We need more support. And we need to support the staff of our schools and our colleges, our universities, to help them and encourage them as well. So after a smaller break, I'm going to read out something that the positives and the negatives of home learning. Welcome back. So during the break, I have been doing a little bit of independent research on the pros and cons of home learning. And it's very fascinating. A lot of pros were so positive, but then there are a lot of cons that I found. I was like, seriously, we're in this day age in 2020, home learning is out there for everyone. So my pros were, students have full control of what they study and what subjects they choose to study. And parents can do too, because you can help your children or your young one to study and help them during a situation. And home learning can also let families spend time together during this paramedic situation. You can have more time to study, more time to plan ahead and what you study for the weeks ahead. Please don't make this a big old thing. Social interaction is pros and cons, but it does give you more opportunity to socialize with different age groups of your family, and you can bond better. Home learning can also be remotely, so you can take home learning to your sit room, your bedroom, your kitchen, and learn from there. And you can, in different situations, you can actually learn from the outside world as well. You can actually go anywhere, like the beaches, the parks, the castles, history tours, and everywhere out there. And of course, there's a lot of home learning support groups online, even teacher-based, one-to-one with your teachers. This is a much easier way to protect your child from the negativity they get in school or college. Or it's like, it's a normal thing, it happens. But if your child is a bit anxious, a bit depressed on how he feels, you might help by talking and develop a positive mindset of what they can do with this. Because I think is, if we speak up and we stand up for ourselves in case of any situation, things can get better. Please wash your hands as well. The cons were ongoing and I couldn't stop saying, really? Why? Can they? There's a commitment factor of home learning, and because educators, students and family have to support each other and plan, and the educator has to plan ahead and plan their studies for their students. And the students need to keep up to date with their assignments, keep up with their studies. And family needs the support of home learning, and give your child or your young person time to breathe as well. So it goes with the pros and cons as well. The cost of home learning is little, but it can be so much expensive because of the internet situation, and you don't have a laptop and you don't have an iPad. It can be over the top. So there were my pros and cons. I did only a little research, because I'm more into the positive factors of what we're learning. So this is my segment of home learning and how we can change our mindset on learning in a structured environment in college, in schools, in universities, to a home environment where we're more relaxed, we can study better, and we can get the support from our family and our friends. We can do video chats. We can do home learning support groups. And you can have a one-to-one basis with your instructor, your tutor, your teacher. and you can spend more time with family. I know this is going to be daunting to think that, oh, we're trapped for 2 weeks and we don't know what we're going to do. Go out there, take a walk, set up a time where you're going to study and organise yourself, because I'm doing the same when it comes to my college studies. I have time dates on what I'm doing, but I'm teaching outside of it with drawing tutorials for kids. And so much has gone on in the world with the virus. We have to wash our hands, less social interaction, social distancing from people, but we have sport out there. As we are as Ireland, we can come together and support each other and the front line of people. And all over the world, we can do our own bit. Thank you for so much for listening to Peak Podcast. And I'm so glad to be back. Thank you, everyone.